Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenna. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
77495. Oh, it's 0450. Sorry.
One more time, please.
77450.
May I have your first and last name, please?
It's Beverly Stewart. What company is this?
This is a three-party call center that deals with many different brands and companies.
Okay.
And so customers call in to, excuse me, to see what, you know, we service whatever customers need.
I got you.
So it's Beverly what, please?
Stewart, S-T-U-A-R-T. Because I have a charge on my card. I don't know what this is. This great technology trends.
So before I am able to give away private information for Ms. Stewart, I need to confirm your shipping address is starting with 10, please.
1015 Sweet Pine Drive, and that's Katy, Texas.
Okay, I do see a canceled account for an order that was April 17th for the contest entry meal planner, and it's the
and they charged me again for $59.89.
So let's see now. Let's see. I'm looking to see what will be your opportunity.
Because I never even joined them. I had so much trouble with these people. It was unreal.
Oh, I see what happened now. Okay. Oh, boy. So, ma'am, so you did not deal with us dealing with the refund, right? You went to your bank? Is that right?
Yes. I went
because
it was on a credit card.
So, ma'am, when you do that, not to discourage dealing with the banks because they are the best, but if you didn't ask us for the refund, you opened up a dispute, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And that took the power out of your hand and out of my hand, and meaning the company. And it went to whatever the decision would be for the bank. When the bank makes a decision, then they tell us of the decision, and then the account is frozen. Everything's locked down, and the bank's decision is final. So whatever process you went through with your bank, that's the final decision.
Well, all the money was supposed to be given back. So why are they charging me again?
Now, what do you mean charging you again?
I'm seeing a charge for $59.89, but I don't know what date that is. I have to go back and look.
So our company is definitely not charging you again.
Okay.
So let me see one more time also. One minute, please.
Hey.
Actually, Ms. Stewart?
Yes.
I see two things. I see both. I see that you were refunded as well, though. You should have gotten the money. That you did get a refund.
Okay. Where did they send that refund?
Your address, the 10, 15 Sweet Pine Drive.
Okay.
Okay, not the address, but back to the card that paid for.
Okay, let me check on that and see what's going on. And then if I have any other questions, I'll call you back.
Yes, we do see that two things. I actually see two situations. I see that you were refunded and you dealt with your bank. But either which way, our company does not have the money.
Okay. All right. Well, let me check. And if I have any other questions, I'll give you a call back.
Yes, Ms. Stewart. Thank you for calling customer support. Be well, please.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.